This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Remember, more information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page. Visit us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. In the studio with me now, we're joined by Everett Henry. He is General Secretary with the Salvation Army. We're also joined by Jim Scott. Jim is Chairman of the Red Kettle Campaign. It's our pleasure to welcome Everett Henry and Jim Scott to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Good.
We're good.
Hey. Hi.
So we have you guys on the show every year, but remind our listeners what the Salvation Army is and what you guys do here in Cincinnati.
The Salvation Army is a religious nonprofit here in the United States. We're not just a nonprofit organization doing good in the community, but we're also a denomination. We're also a church. So we have really a twofold mission there. A worship center, but also service to the community.
So let's turn back to you. Let's talk about some of the programs, because you guys do some really cool programs right here in this community. Tell us about those programs.
Right here in Cincinnati, we have a lot of the mainstream programs people would understand. We work with Duke Energy in January for the Heat Share program. We provide food and other utility assistance, rent assistance. We also have a women's and children's shelter that we operate for folks who are homeless, so that the mothers and the children aren't out on their own. We are combating human trafficking here in the city.
Let's talk a little bit about that. That's really in the news lately, right?
Yeah, whether that's sexual-driven trafficking or even domestic work-type trafficking, where people are brought in from overseas or other countries, or even here within the country itself, who are not just working under the table, but they're actually basically slaves of business owners or other people within the community
itself. And this is 2019, so, right?
Right. Yeah. It's something that you don't see very much. You don't hear a lot about it, but it is something that we're working against.
Okay. And tell us about some of the other programs offered through the Salvation Army.
In the summer, we have our camp up in Oregonia. 200 kids a week for 6 weeks will enjoy an opportunity to be in a residential camp environment, to enjoy the outdoors and three meals a day and everything that goes along with being at camp.
And you have a rehabilitation program in Norwood. Tell us about that facility and what you guys do there.
At this center, we help males who are struggling with addiction. It is the only addiction program in the country that is not government funded. So there are no government dollars in that as well. And that program has the best success rate in this country as well.
Boy, that's a statement, isn't it? And I've got a 98-year-old mother-in-law, should be 98 on Christmas now. She's lucky enough to be in a nice nursing retirement home not too far from Donna and I. But there are many senior citizens who are helped.
So in Center Hill, we have two residential units for low-income seniors. There's this one unit that has just over 200 units, and then the other one has about 90 in there. And it is a residence for them that is supported between a partnership between the Salvation Army and the HUD program.
That's neat. So you guys have a lofty goal this year. You want to raise $1 million this holiday season. Is that right?
That is a lot of money. You're right. We've done it before, but it's not easy to get to. And you know what? This year, you made the point when we first came in, you said, boy, Thanksgiving is late this year. Mm-hmm. We've almost lost a couple weeks of what would be a normal 5.5-6 week campaign. So, I mean, remember from last year we talked about Saturdays are Love Your Neighbors Saturdays, mm-hmm. and there'll be four of them. And that's where an opportunity like someone like you, Rodney, and people listening, if you want to help and ring the bells, you can volunteer. Get on the phone and call 513-381-RING. 513-381-RING. Leave a message. Tell us where you live. Offices will call you back and set you up to be a volunteer. Or you could go on the website, and that's pretty easy. It is SalvationArmyCincinnati.org, and then look for the button that says volunteer.
All right, that's simple enough. Now, let's talk about this now. The Red Kettle Campaign, you guys have a new way to pay, right? You are keeping up with technology.
We'll keep on taking cash. We'll take coins. But we have teamed up with Apple Pay and Google Pay this year. So every kettle will have the opportunity for those folks who don't carry cash. Many of us are in that situation now. And we've heard it for a number of years. You know, I don't carry cash. I wish you could take a credit card. Well, now we have that opportunity in this partnership with Apple Pay and Google Pay. And it's right there on the kettle. People can do the bump with their phone, and it'll bring it right up to the website, and they can make that donation
that
way.
They just bump their phone.
So yeah, all they got to do is bump it, and we can fill that kettle.
Look at technology, and you can also donate online as well.
I'm glad you asked me about that, because that's going to fit somebody, you know, that's 18 years of age all the way up to 88, and they're saying, well, you know, I don't get out much anymore. I don't have Apple Pay or Google Pay, but I've got a credit card. So if you want to donate online, you go to SalvationArmyCincinnati.org. Well, anybody listening can have their own red kettle online. You go to fundraiserforgood.org. Fundraiserforgood.org. This is a lot of information, isn't it?
It is. And it's a great way. You know, you don't want to go outside. You don't have time to commit on a Saturday, but you still want to be a part of it. So you can just go right to Fundraiser for Good, create your own kettle, do your canvassing in your neighborhood, invite your friends that are on your email list, and kind of like a GoFundMe page, but this is our way of giving everybody the opportunity to participate.
And in case you're just tuning in, we're speaking to Everett Henry, General Secretary with the Salvation Army, also speaking to Jim Scott. Jim is chairman of the Red Kettle Campaign. For more information or anything that you may have missed, head to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Now, tell us why the Red Kettle Campaign is so vital for the Salvation Army.
So we've been doing this for over 150 years, and this is one of our major fundraisers through the year. You don't see us out ringing bells at Easter. We're not out in October. I know a lot of the stores start pulling out their Christmas stuff in October along with everything else. We kind of stay home until after Thanksgiving is over, and then we're out there. So we've got 4 weeks this year to raise this $1 million, and then those dollars there go right back into the community. Over 83 cents of every dollar raised stays locally and helps people right here in this community.
You know, it's really good. I've been involved with a lot of nonprofits over the years, and there's nothing wrong with it costing money to raise dollars. But most organizations are 25, 30. You'd be surprised how much they spend on trying to raise dollars. The Salvation Army is so efficient, so economical, and with the help of all the volunteers, let's face it, you're not going to become a millionaire being a major.
No, you aren't.
In the Salvation Army. And so they keep their expenses low, and that means 83 cents out of every dollar. That is very, very impressive. That's another reason why I love being involved with this organization.
So key points to remember is that Thanksgiving fell late this year.
Yep.
So get out. You have less time to raise more money, right?
Right. Correct.
All right. And then also we have the Apple Pay and Google Pay.
Right.
So you just bump your phones, which is the coolest thing ever, right?
It is. You'll see the kettle.
All right. So we're out of time this morning. If our listeners would like to find out more, if they would like to volunteer, if they would like to get involved in some of the programming, how can they find out more?
They can call that phone number, 513-381-RING.
And they can go on the website, SalvationArmyCincinnati.org.
All right.
All one word, and everything is there. You just got to do a little searching.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for taking time.
Thanks for having us.
We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine right after this.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.